Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. How can I assist you?
Hi, Vicky. My name's Wes, and I just received my credit card statement here.
Sure.
And I ordered a small, whatever it is, display camera for the car at $5.74. But there is also a bill on here for $67.32 that I did not agree to. And I talked to one of your people earlier, and they said that they canceled that, but it's on my credit card statement.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that today. Sir, may I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
48114.
Thank you. One moment. And your first and last name one more time, please.
On the card, it's Barbara Droder. Last name is D-R-O-T-A-R.
It was 48114, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Ah, okay, hang on just a second. That actually didn't pull up an account. I'm going to try a phone number instead. Would it be the phone number, more than likely, that you called in on, 810-220-9844, sir?
Yes, yes.
Okay, give me just a moment, please.
It seems the last time I called to talk to some gentleman, he said, yeah, we're not showing your account here. And
I still said, don't see
well,
it.
I've got the camera in my hand here. So.
Okay,
you
let's
know what?
Let me try an email address, sir.
Okay, it seems to me, Vicky, that he said, yeah, that's they looked for an hour trying to find the account, and he finally pulled it up under some promo account, or if that helps you.
It doesn't, unfortunately. Let me try your email,
okay.
Please.
Okay, my email is wes.dorsey, D-O-R-S-E-Y, at att.net.
Okay, thank you. I hope this pulls it up. And it did not. How long ago was that when you called, sir?
Maybe 10 days.
Okay.
A week, maybe? A week to 10 days? What did you say, Barb? Oh, well, the charge is June 1st, so.
Okay, let's see. Let me try. You said it's under Barbara Dorsey, sir?
No. Barbara Droder. Okay, D-R-O-T-A-R.
D-R-O-T-A-R?
T as in Tom. Yeah, T-A-R.
Okay, I found it with her name.
Okay.
Good deal.
Great.
Okay, now verify that shipping address for me, please, for security purposes on this account.
Sure. It's 3885 Van Amberg Road in Brighton, 48114.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and I do see where there was a Z-Hunter dash cam ordered, and you paid the shipping and handling amount. The additional charge I see here for $67.32 on 6-1 was actually for something called the Factory Discount Club. When you signed up for that, or rather ordered that product, sir, it was what they considered to be a welcoming gift into a monthly membership in which they give you a gift card once a month for $125. So you can shop at this online store called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club. They should have sent a link to your email in giving you instructions and the link to access that gift card. And it is
okay,
a reoccurring monthly fee.
Okay. I've already had that conversation. I don't have it written down who I spoke to, Vicky, but I never wanted that. And he said that he would cancel it. And now it still shows up on this billing fee.
Okay. Let me see something. Let me go to another page and see. I don't see where he had noted anything for one, which is not good. Hang on just a minute. And it doesn't appear that the account was canceled. And even if he did cancel, canceling and refunding are two different entities. Just because they cancel the account, you're not automatically issued a refund. And this particular vendor only offers a 35% refund to that charge because there was a disclaimer advising that you could cancel within the first 48 days and avoid that fee. I'm still trying to see if whomever you spoke with made any notes on this account. Give me just a second, please. Let me see. Okay, I may. He didn't cancel it. hang on. I can get a counselor for you. Give me just 1 second. Though. I'm just trying to look.
Okay, great. I appreciate it, Vicky.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
My pleasure. Give me just a second, please. No, he didn't cancel or make any notes, which is, let me see. Okay, they initially tried to charge you on the 31st. Your bank declined. They did charge you on the 1st. I'm going to be refunding $23.56 back to your MasterCard ending in $29.48, sir, and canceling out that account so they won't bill you anything else moving forward. Give me just a second, okay?
Okay, you're still going to charge me 30-some dollars?
Well, that's the this is a third party call center, sir, and we just have to follow the protocols of different vendors. Now, the maximum refund amount that they'll allow me to refund is 50%, which would be $33.66. Have you spoken to your bank about this charge, sir? You just said you got the statement, but
I have the statement here in front of me. No, I have not spoken to my bank yet because. Well, I had already talked to your other representative, and he said, yeah, I'll cancel it and refund
it. You thought it was refunded. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and refund it in full 4 years of one-time courtesy, sir. I'm refunding it back to that card. There'll be no more charges moving forward. And I put it back on MasterCard ending 29.48. You'll have that money back on your card within 3 to 5 business days, and you should receive a refund confirmation email to pixiesweet1970@yahoo.com within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And I'm
going to
give you,
I'm
going to have a cancellation number for you to write down, sir, for your records.
Yeah, let me grab a pencil here, Vic.
Certainly.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, your cancellation number is going to be C as in cat, 260-379-821.
Let me read that back to you. Cat, 260-379-821.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I definitely appreciate all the help, Vicky.
You're more than welcome, sir. You have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe, and thanks for calling customer support.
And you too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
I appreciate you. Bye-bye.